I'm pretty emotional at the moment, just the fact that, you know, I've worked so hard here for 16 years and not really had much return, but today makes it all worth everything, if I'm honest. It's a lovely feeling. Now I've got to get ready for next year, but I really am going to enjoy tonight. And the next couple of days, I'm still bitterly disappointed we didn't win the league. Let's make that perfectly clear, I am born to win. And that really upset me that we didn't win the league. However, I'll take going up, I'll still take that. Because I'm more happy for the club, the supporters and all the staff than myself. That's what I'm more than happy with. So, I'm more than happy with that.
Well, it's taken you 8 years to return back to the second tier of the non-league pyramid. It's been a hard struggle, isn't it?
Extremely hard. Do you think the first year when I took it over, I was playing the college team, I was playing Chichester College, sort of like elite team in the Conference South, and we did really well. For the fact that we had sort of 16, 17 and 18 year olds playing, although we did get relegated, we still did all right. We accumulated not a bad amount of points, but I always said to myself that I want to put the club back into where I joined, and I've done that. So I'm an extremely proud man tonight, extremely proud. And like I said, like last week, I was as low as a snake's belly, and football and sport does that to you. And now I'm as proud as punch. Feel for Dulwich, because we have so much respect for their management team, and they're great. In my opinion, I think they're an amazing team. I really do. I think it's an amazing club, an amazing team. And I think what I'm proud about our lads today is that we really stuck to our game plan, and we worked the game plan, and we've done it ever so well. I don't like to mention individuals, but Ollie Pearce was outstanding what he did today. He done exactly what we asked him to do, and in my opinion, won us the game.
What do you think the change in morale was between A, the Met Police game, and then secondly, the Wingate Finchley game? Because they seem more keen to win and up for it.
Listen, it's one of them ones. If anyone can understand sport and momentum swings and psychology, and we all have these top psychologists that say this, that, and it's so strange. You can't describe it. We just picked them up the best we could. When you've got three or four absolute drivers and warriors in that team like we have, I don't need to mention names. I know who they are. That really helps you. You know, absolute warriors. We got one or two warriors in there. And to get across the line, you do need them in your team.
I know you said to me just after the Met Police game, the team struggles to get over the line. Well, because obviously this afternoon you have done it, albeit the long way.
Come on, our luck's got to run out. Okay, get better at some time. It's, you know, it's unbelievable the amount of luck we've had. Even when Fraser missed his penalty, I'm thinking, oh no. And then they get to be the goal they scored was incredible. One of the best goals I've seen here. One of the best goals I've seen at the lane. You know, the way he caught hold of that. I mean, to beat Dan Lincoln's hard enough as it is, but unbelievable strike. So that's where we are.
Well, the Isthmian League is now in your rearview mirror, and it's full steam ahead to National South.
It is. I don't get excited though. Like I always say, I'll be gracious in defeat. When I win, I'll try and be that same mentality. So there's a lot of hard work that needs doing now. We're up into the next league, and there's some good teams in that league. I'm excited to do that. I'm excited to pit our wits against other teams in that league now. But like I always said, when I joined the club, with playing, managing, coaching, this is my 16th year, I think, here. Undoubtedly one of the best days I've ever had. I've had some low days in here. A good friend of mine, Dean Wilkins, always said to me, enjoy your good days, Dabba, because there's a lot of bad days involved in football. So make sure you enjoy your good days, and I'm certainly going to do that tonight.